This is RSBNB Update, episode 262, recorded Friday, June 25th, 2010. King Lear's Football. Hello, everybody. We're here. Chief Snake is alive, despite what we heard just before that. It sounded like he fell over or something, but no, he just dropped his headset. It's just us here this week.
I was just, you know, like brushing dust off my shirt or something, and then I sort of hit the cord, and my headset just came. It's terrible because it just sits over my ears.
How do you get dust on your shirt after just putting that shirt on not too long ago?
It was on my floor.
Oh, okay. I see. So does that mean your room is a mess?
I woke up 5 minutes before we usually begin the show, so I was rushing. And my room is a mess. Yes, it is actually right now.
Anyways,
it's not
quiet
usually,
before the swarm. Quiet before the swarm. Okay, now you didn't do this quest. I advised you not to.
Yes, that's the only reason why I did not do it. Clearly.
You know, it was a short quest, so you probably could have done it, but I just didn't see the point in that. Because the premise of it was rather simple, but first I'm going to talk about the actual requirements for the quest. Imp catcher? I have no idea why you need imp catcher.
Yeah, I was going to ask why imp catcher is a requirement, but never mind then.
I don't know. I'm not entirely sure about that.
Yeah.
But anyways, you also need wanted, which is the quest in which you have the thing called the comm orb, and that's when you go hunt that guy. So that makes sense, because Sir Tiffy has to communicate with people via the comm orb. You also need 42 strength. You got that?
Yep. Barely.
And 35 attack. And completed one game of pest control. Now, the reason you need, obviously, one game of pest control is because this quest is centered on the pest control island. And I did not have one game of pest control completed.
Did you seriously not?
Well, I played Pest Control in the past, you know, when it first came out, but I never played Pest Control after they reworked it, you know?
Oh, I see.
If you remember, I think it was 3 years ago, the summer, they reworked it to have the three different boats and stuff. It was since then that I haven't played it, so...
Okay.
That was slightly annoying, because when you think about it, I had one of those commendation points in my... banked, so I don't see why they couldn't have just checked if you had commendation points, because then quite clearly you would have played a game of pest control. So, but anyways, as one would expect going to the pest control island, this storyline revolves around the Void Knights, and it is bringing together the Temple Knights and the Void Knights. As you know, the Temple Knights is the Sir Tiffy's organization who... they had that good puzzle quest long ago. So, anyways, you start this quest in Falador talking to Sir Tiffy. Then, of course, you have to go to the pest control island, because apparently there has been a pest that escaped from the island. So this quest, the central objective is to find out why the pest escaped and where it is, and then follow the developments that comes from that. So once you get there, you interview a bunch of people, find out exactly how it escaped, and then based on what you hear when you talk to the person, you accuse someone of it, and then eventually she won't outright admit to doing it. You will have to go inside her head to do it. And the person who released the pest is Jessica, because she has an attachment to the pest, because she researches them. So it's kind of like... researcher feeling sympathy for one of their subjects. That's kind of thing that's happening here. But
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you go in her head using this potion that they made. So in effect, you are actually seeing what's in her mind from a kind of a third person perspective. Even if it might not make sense to her, your job is to go in there and put this mental picture together of the pest that was actually released so that they know what they're tracking. So then after that, they take a team to the mainland to, they supposedly take a team to the mainland to attract the pest while you go report back to Sir Tiffy. But while that's happening, after reporting to Sir Tiffy and you go back, you discover that, what's her name? I forget her name. Starts with a K. Kansai? Corsay? One of those, I think that's the name of the person. You discover her on the dock, you know, where you catch the boat to the pest control island. And, you know, she doesn't remember swimming or anything, so, of course, the logical assumption is that the boat sank. So they take her to the Temple Knights outpost to make sure that she's okay and whatnot and protect her. And then you once again have to go into her head and figure out what happened, and then this comes the point of the logic puzzle in which you have to determine how to get these people across this bridge in her mind. Because, you know, no two minds are alike and they render everything differently. So once you get across the bridge, you have to piece together the scenario that happened on the boat using more puzzles. So this is, they say, where puzzles come in, but quite frankly, the puzzles weren't that hard. I was doing these kind of logic puzzles in grade 4.
But that's only you, Shane. Yeah, you have to worry about the other RuneScape players.
Yeah, I guess. You never did covered logic in school?
We might have.
Logic
I don't
problem
actually
solving?
Remember that back that far, but I don't know.
Anyways,
but
turns
just
out,
remember the rest of the RuneScape population is not necessarily as good as you. And when I say
it
not necessarily,
out,
I mean highly likely.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know if anybody who had problems with the puzzle out
oh,
there.
That's okay.
So.
That's okay.
So on the boat, you discover that it was came under attack by the pests, and pretty much everybody died except her, Corsay. So the Commodore teleported her to Port Sarum, where she was, and apparently it was a very mysterious figure, level 71, who was attacking and killing the Commodore. So that's where this quest leaves off, and we're left to figure out what's going to happen in the other two parts of the quest line.
Big level 71.
So,
can I just say, spoiler warning, that may be slightly, slightly too late. Also, that quest sounded longer than it is. I mean, if it's supposed to be short.
Well, no, it was short, because if you think about it, there's only the interviewing stage inside Jessica's head. And then when you get back, report main time between the both travel. And then after you get back, it's in the other person's head, and that's it. So,
oh. Well, you probably could have just said that, because we'll probably find out the rest when we actually do the quest, speaking on behalf of everyone who hasn't done it yet. But that's okay. So now that we've had that spoiler warning... what are the rewards? We might as well find out those.
One quest point.
I have at least looked at these rewards myself, so.
4,000 attack, 4,900
attack
strength.
Whoa!
And a Void Knight Seal.
Whoa! So what is the Void Knight Seal exactly? What does that do?
It allows, you can,
I can look that up.
It has 8 uses, and it, once it runs out, you can buy another for 10 points, pest control points. And it just deals extra damage if you use it inside pest control.
Oh, okay.
It will inflict approximately 100 life point damage on nearby pests when you use it.
When
in pest control.
Okay. That doesn't actually sound that amazing.
No, it's not. So I figure, that's why I figured, why do we need spoiler warnings on such a quest that, you know, is like not necessarily gonna be very interesting to people at this stage.
Oh, right. So, who listens to those warnings anyway?
I know, hey?
I just
if
find they get in the way. Like, show me
if
the
you're
damn
listening,
stuff.
If you're listening to this show, think of everything we do in RuneScape updates with potential spoiler warnings.
That's true.
That's the best way to put it. Because, you know, that's just what we do. We recap and whatnot. So, anyways, that's that. I'm going to give this quest a 3 out of 5.
I'm going to give it a 2 based on the rewards, but otherwise I can see it has some effort put into it, and it sounds interesting.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
if
it was
I
interesting
actually did it,
because,
I'd give it a 3.
Yeah, because there was some interesting like Star Trek references in it, you know?
2.75
of to like a hive mind or something, you know, or
really,
yeah.
But they have those. I mean, they make references to hive minds outside of Star Trek as well. So you can't
necessarily just say
it's Star Trek.
But I don't know. It's just like the Void Knight are kind of seeming to be, kind of like the Borg, I guess, in this, in their profession of not wanting the pests on the island and stuff, you know.
Well, so. yeah, you could make that comparison. If we were talking English and analyzing films, if this were a film, then you would be right. You could argue that. Obviously,
what?
I've had far too much English.
But. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. You start seeing those kind of things everywhere, so. But what film would you equate this to, then?
Oh, I wouldn't have a film to compare it to, but...
Okay. Okay, then. Then in some other rather strange news this week, Swept Away and Myths of the Whitelands, those are the Halloween and Christmas events from 2008, have now been made available to free players as quests. Any free players who missed out can now do those.
Yeah.
And as a result, they've decided to swap these two out and replace them with Sheep Shearer and Witch's Potion.
That seems
another
a bit weird.
Quests. I know, these two quests go back to RuneScape Classic, and I don't think that you should ever remove a piece of content like that that's so integral on everything else that happens around them in-game, you know?
I would have thought that something like Cook's Assistant would be less integral, if anything.
Yeah, well, it's a part of Recipe for Disaster, remember, Cook's Assistant, so you can't really do that.
Oh,
either.
It is too, isn't it? But
yeah,
there is less work involved in Cook's Assistant than either of those other two.
But the thing they want to make clear is that they said they've taken these two areas and made them so that these people can still get the experience for doing them.
Oh, they have
the
two. Okay.
Sheep Shearer and Witch's Potion. So,
not that there really was much reward
for doing those in the first place. I guess it goes with the starter area of Lumbridge, you know, being that you can do lots of things there and get the experience points.
I mean, I suppose it makes sense that they would remove them and replace them with just, equal sort of things. But I'm still not sure if I agree with making those other quests free-to-play. Because...
Yeah, I don't know. Like, they should have been free-to-play from the very beginning, being Swept Away and Mists of the Whitelands, both those being holiday events, you know? So... Mm.
But
I quite like the Myths of the Whitelands one. Oh, 2 quest points. Okay. So what's the max free-to-play quest points now? Oh, no, it's the same, because one of those...
Yeah, it didn't increase it.
That's right.
Oh, well.
Well...
Anyway, yeah, slightly confusing point, and I'm not sure where I stand.
You know, they could have left them all as quests, and there wouldn't have been any problems. Free players just get another 2 quest points, so why not? I mean, 2 quest points isn't going to make or break a free person. So,
however, tweaks and
fixes. I got a question. I've got an a flash object on the news posting for this week. It says movie not loaded. Does it work for you?
On the news post, which in the free to play or the tweaks and fixes?
No, on the tweaks and fixes news post. It's the quiet before the storm, ID 3154.
I see what you mean. It's not loading anything for me. There's just this box, and there's nothing in it.
I'd like to see what that was. It's been like that ever since it came out.
Oh, sorry, you need Flash Player to view this video. I was unaware that I did not have Flash Player.
You don't have Flash?
I do have Flash, but I'm not sure why it thinks I don't. And I just updated Flash the other day when Firefox told me to.
Yeah, it's not loading on Windows, Google Chrome either, but...
Oh, well.
I don't know.
Trust JGX.
Yep. Anyways, right. Updated the animations for Strike, Bolt, Blast, Wave, and Surge spells. Which, if I do say so myself, they look very good.
This is a good one. Yeah.
The only one that looks a bit odd is Wind. And you agreed with me on that.
Yeah. Weak looks very Wind. Wind looks very weak. I'm really twisting my own words this week. They do look really nice, though. I especially like Earth, I think. I thought
Fire because it actually...
Basic.
It sends like Earth, a block, like a Earth flying at you, you know?
Yeah, and
but,
they don't really do things that are that realistic too often.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because it shows what they could do, you know?
Yeah.
They just choose not to. Well, they don't choose not to. It's probably just because it's so much of an update. But, sorry, continue.
Fire looked like lava to me, with a little bit of smoke on top, you know?
Oh, okay. I couldn't actually do... I wanted to see Fire Surge, but unfortunately I've only got 91 magic, I think. Yeah, 91.
Yeah, same for me. So it would have been nice to see, but I guess not. The water ones actually look like water, so...
Yeah, the water ones look good. Although they also look slightly weak, I think. There probably should be more of an effect when they hit the target, if anything.
Yeah, and maybe leave
a little bit more
of a particle trail behind it or something. Also.
Yeah. If we are talking, because, you know, it goes in, as to which are more effective, it goes wind, water, earth, and fire, then wind and water being near the least effective looking, that does make sense, and so I suppose that's quite good. And then there's...
Yeah.
Well, then earth, I think, looks really awesome, and then fire is sort of a little bit... That should come before earth. So, it's just interesting.
Mm-hmm. And also they did update the sounds on them, so that the sounds are, as one would expect, fitting to the animation and stuff. So good job on that. Added an anvil to the town of Lumbridge, which can be found next to the furnace that's a short distance north of Lumbridge Castle.
That's pretty
funny. About time they did this, because I swear... I wouldn't have got turned off smithing ages ago, like when I was first starting to play, if I didn't have to walk to Varrock to smith my bars. So.
So where is this exactly in relation to the furnace that's in Lumbridge? It can be found next to it. So I suppose it's...
Yeah, so.
Right. That's pretty odd. I mean, that it would take so long to...
It took them this
like
long
that.
To add something like that, but...
Would it...
Anyways,
it's just a little bit more convenient. Considering there's no bank nearby, it doesn't give like a disadvantage to anyone.
Yeah. We've now made it much easier to obtain hunting supplies from the ruined boat in the Penguin area. Okay. I didn't know anybody used the Penguin area for hunting, anyways.
We've added a counter for the friends and ignore interfaces in the lobby. That's good. Finally.
Oh, I didn't even
notice
that.
It's weird how basic things like that take forever. How many friends have you got? Have you looked?
I don't know. I'll look right now.
I think I have 93 off memory when I looked last night. And I have
actually,
a grand total
check,
of zero on my ignore list.
I don't want to load up RuneScape right now because I loaded up earlier and it crashed the entire computer. So.
Oh. Okay. Would you like me to load it and then I'll log in as you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, or no, no, look, load as yourself and then see what it is.
That's all right. I've already seen mine.
Okay, how many friends do you have?
Marker positions and waypoints.
Oh, I didn't even look at this. I skimmed over it, but okay, that definitely sounds good. Faster to churn cheese. Okay, who makes cheese? Do you know anybody?
I know that was rather obscure
on RuneScape. You know, like
no, that doesn't happen very often.
That doesn't make much sense to me, does it?
Milk seller NPCs.
You know, I should be able to load up the game on standard detail, and if I disappear, that's where I went, okay?
okay. Couldn't you just do it on your separate computer?
No, because then I'd have to change screens because it pops up on that screen anyways. Actually, that's right. That's what Google Chrome can do. I forgot that Google Chrome now has Java. But, anyways, where were we?
And last update this week: climbing boots.
This was a rather funny thing because I think they used to be what 2 GP before?
12, maybe.
Okay, 12.
I think I saw
then.
That 12. But that? Yeah. So climbing boots on the Grand Exchange have increased from 12 GP or whatever they were. They were probably more than that. To 75k, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
and
but they've already gone down. They're at 71.2k.
As expected. They're, what are they? 71.2.
71.2, yeah.
Okay, yeah, they're just going to keep going down. And I don't think anyone is actually going to buy them at that price. So it's weird that Jagex put them so high. Or maybe they just anticipated that would happen anyway, and so that was their plan. Because it is good that they would increase the price somewhat, but increasing it to that high is just ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, I found this funny. They added a mod mark, made a post on this about the rationale behind this. First off, they do not intend on rolling back the change. Secondly, they feel that the price of the climbing boots don't fit within other items that have the same kind of strength bonus, you know? So that's why they raise the price on them. They weren't designed well, and they did not fit in with the high standards we have regarding equipment and prices. There are always thousands of accounts trying to buy these boots on the GE, and very few trying to sell them. Because they have low shop prices and complicated to obtain in the first place, rather than nerf the boots and force players to buy other boots, we have decided to raise the market price of the boots to reflect the price that players were actually paying in player-to-player trades.
So my question is, why did they need to raise the market price themselves? Why? Because doesn't the market price just balance itself out based on what people are paying for the items?
Well, you know,
if it is constantly
really
in demand, then shouldn't the price increase?
Yeah. Really, that's what should have happened. I'm not for tinkering with the RuneScape economy like they do like this, but you know, part of the problem once again is the Grand Exchange limits. If there wouldn't have been limits, people wouldn't have had to resort to player-player trading, selling with junk. So, you know, really it's their own fault here.
So yeah, surely it was Jagex's own problem for controlling the price in the first place, because otherwise it would have increased.
Yeah, this wouldn't have been a problem if they would have had trade monitoring on person-to-person trades, and
that
they
too.
Let the price on the GE flow freely. So, I don't know. If you read down on this post, it's quite funny. Sadly, you've made an enormous amount of people mad. When something is broken, you fix it. Climbing boots were not broken. You did not need to change anything.
I wouldn't say it would make me mad, personally. I mean, I know, don't see any downside to this this change.
It's the typical...
I just made 100K or whatever by the time they decrease in price.
Yeah, it's a typical way that teenagers work, you know. They're so typical that they want to exert their right to complain and whatnot that when something small like this comes along and they see an opportunity to complain, they'll just jump all over it, even if it's just a major, minor detail. So, yeah. Anyways, but I don't know. It's just funny because you see people who are quitting and whatnot because of this, but really, is it really
quitting,
necessary to quit over a change like this? Yeah.
Oh my god.
So oh, well. I don't know. I think this update was the laugh of the week. So,
yep.
Anyways, that's that.
So that's
85 out of 200 friends I have. 5 out of 100 on the ignore.
5 out of 200.
5 out of 100 on the ignore. 5 out of 100 on my ignore list.
So what do you have? How many friends?
85.
Oh, 85. Okay. Sorry, I only
heard
the
five. Many do you have?
I was like, what? 5 friends. I have 93, so we're fairly even, and I have none on the ignore.
Yeah. So, okay, how do you make a waypoint?
I don't know.
And,
I assume
yeah.
you start
okay,
by going to your
Okay, let's see, what app. Does this say? Let's see.
Oh, that's sad. We have to read a manual.
Yeah.
Since when should
you
men
get
have
a hint and arrow? No. Yeah, you know it. There's no option here to do a waypoint. I'm not.
Well, what happens if you click somewhere? Right.
If you click the question mark thing, it says double click map to set a marker.
Oh,
okay.
I couldn't guess that one. Sorry.
Yeah. Geez, JX. When these things come out, make it so that it's easy to see rather than opening up that thing, because a seasoned player is not going to open up the legend when they look at the world map. Oh, and you can only have one. That's not very fun. That's not very fun, is it?
But I'm pretty sure you're only going to be going in one direction. I mean, you're not going to go to two
places.
Well,
what you could do is you could set up multiple waypoints, you know, and then follow them.
Yes, I can see where you're coming from. Yes.
I don't know. I just wish that would have been made more clear. Anyways, yes, that's the end of tweaks and fixes.
That's the end of everything this week.
RuneScape cards are now. No, we're not.
Fine, we can mention those.
RuneScape cards. You know, I wish we had these here. 7-Eleven, Best Buy, Blockbuster, Casey's, Sefco, Dwayne Reed, Family Express, GameStop, Golden Pantry, Holiday, Huck's, K&G, Mapco, Racetrack, Rite Aid, Sheetz, Speedway,
Good
Target,
God,
T-Rex, and
as
Walmart.
If they needed to do that. Why couldn't they, instead of focusing on more stores in one same area, at least that gives people a place to buy from. I mean, why couldn't they just focus on outside into different areas? It just seems like they're focusing on sort of
where?
Like monopolizing, well, not monopolizing, but
well, World of Warcraft is the biggest MMO in the US, so I guess they want to.
So they are
bring awareness to RuneScape,
going into direct competition with them. So once again,
which
it's
is
all about business. They don't care about their players, especially the ones outside the US.
You know. Which, again, that's funny, because I don't even see why they should be competing with World of Warcraft. They're completely different platforms and business models. Like,
besides, if they did have to compete with them, it's pretty obvious who would win.
They wouldn't be able to.
Well, the only
Anyways, that's it for
price, I suppose.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a different market. And
it is.
World of Warcraft is, what, $15 a month, I think? Or 12 or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I couldn't afford it, personally. Stuff would all crumbled.
I could give you my Star Trek Online card.
You could. but I would That'd not be fun. Play that.
Anyways, are we done with RuneScape updates?
We are. Yep.
Okay, we're going to move on to questions now. We got three audio questions this week. The first one is from Dr. Bob, or who might be preferred to be called Keaton.
The saying goes that all good things come to an end. So what do you think the ultimate ending thing is going to be for RuneScape? Do you think that it's just going to stop randomly when there are insufficient funds to keep the game running? Or do you think there's going to be something bigger and better that'll take it over, such as the way Facebook did to MySpace, or is doing to MySpace? Sorry, MySpace fans, but it's happening, people. Anyway, what do you think is going to be the end for it?
You sound like the psychologist on Bones, Dr. Sweets.
Really?
Yeah, I'm just going to throw that out there. as for your question,
I've never seen the show, so I don't.
But no, that is interesting because I thought about that before myself, but I never personally came to a conclusion. I don't know about you, Shane. What do you think?
I don't see it ending anytime soon.
Well, no, but when it does end...
The only way I see it ending is if there's some kind of major paradigm shift that draws people away from the point-and-click kind of games, or Jagex has to shift their developers from RuneScape over to another product. Maybe because RuneScape just isn't profitable anymore or something, you know? Like, I don't see it going away completely, but, you know, if they were to get a really profitable game, I could see it being taken down to the RuneScape Classic level. But with that being said, it's not going to happen anytime soon because Mark Gerard, in one of his interviews in November, I think, said that they foresee at least 5 to 10 more years of development on RuneScape. Which is really quite amazing for a game like this. So, but yeah, I don't see it going anywhere anytime soon, but that's where it would go, I think.
Yeah, so a paradigm shift.
Yeah, either that or JX goes bankrupt for some reason. But once again, not likely.
Which is, yeah.
Anyways, anything else on that one?
I don't think I have anything more to add. I agree with that. So how do you think it would go out if there were to be this paradigm shift and suddenly they were losing money? Then what kind of move would they make?
Well,
would they actually take the whole thing down?
No.
I don't think they would either. They would have to keep it running somehow.
I think the first thing we would see would be a cutback in updates from maybe weekly to monthly, and then maybe after that slowing down even further to the point where it's not updated at all, like RuneScape Classic is. But
I think there will always be players just because of its massive prevalence right now.
And also the fact that there have been so many people that played in the past, it's almost become like an institution free play gaming.
Constantly returning and
yeah.
We've seen that at RSBNB. People just can't stay away, so it must be the same for RuneScape itself.
Yeah. So, anyways, I think that nicely sums that one up, but, you know, I'm trying to think of any games in the past that have disappeared. The only games I think in the past that have disappeared have been because of either companies going bankrupt, or they just didn't want to focus on the game anymore and not keep it up, and then it just, no point, let's shut the servers down. So, anyways, thank you, Dr. Bob. Moving on to the next one from Defy All Odds.
Dearest hosts of RSBNB, Defy All Odds here as always. Just asking you guys if you guys have ever heard of hybriding, and if so, what would you guys gear up in? I know you guys aren't really combat type of people, but pretty much everyone has heard of it, at least all the people I know. So just wondering what you guys if you guys have ever heard of it, and if do so, what would you out for yourself in? Also, do you think the Jagex intentionally made hybriding for this game, or was it just an accident and they're now trying to take credit for? Thanks, Defile Odds out.
I have no idea what hybriding is. Pass, Shane, your question.
You never heard of hybriding in RuneScape?
Well, okay, I lie. I might have heard of it, but I don't know what
okay.
it involves.
For anybody out there who doesn't know, it's basically the act of taking a player and making them perform equally well in two of the combat disciplines. So, say, ranged in melee or magic in melee. Now, as Defilod said, we're not very PvP type of people, but I do have to say that back in 2005, when we would do weekly staff PK trips, I would go hybriding, actually. I would be the one who would be
the... same values from back then still apply now. Or is
what do you mean, same values?
You know, the game hasn't changed significantly enough for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I would go out, I would wear a runeful helmet and magic robes, and then from that, I would also have the ability to switch into full rune armor if need be. I'd also take a rune kite with me, along with my magic robes, and I could swap those out, and then whenever someone was long range, it would be my job to, what's the one? Bind or snare or something like that? Be my job all to right. do that. And then once we got close, I could either continue firing fire stuff at them, or if they were something that wasn't conducive to magic, I could pull out the rune scimitar, rune kite, and rune full helmet, and then go with that. So...
yeah.
That is my experience in hybriding. Nothing professional, though.
Yeah. Well, I would say that there's no reason why Jagex wouldn't intentionally do that. I mean, it seems like they would, if anything, intentionally do it. So,
yeah,
because, I mean, don't they, or at least personally, I would prefer to be able to use multiple combat styles. It's just that you don't even get a chance to do that very often, and so...
Yeah. Another thing with this is I'm not sure how it would have been when they were starting the game out if they would have put as much planning as they do now into, say, balancing a combat triangle, which isn't exactly balanced. But back in the day, I would think that it would have been purely accidental and people would have found these methods on their own, you know? Like, Jagex
had
a meeting saying, we're going to have... design this and this so that they work nicely together so that you can have a hybrid or you can have a pair or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
The extent of the design would have been just, we're going to have a combat triangle, it's going to work like this, and build out each class for that. But I think now, whenever they make combat changes, they do have to consider things like this, otherwise they get hate mail.
Yeah.
So... I don't know. Personally, if it was me in the design meetings, hybriding and peers wouldn't have come up in my mind. I would have just focused it on it from a high level, the combat triangle, and then one level down below that, each of the skills, rather than actually designing them to work together like that.
Okay. From a slightly different perspective, I think for me, I would say that even though I dislike peers, I'm going to side with you there, Shane. I would not agree with completely ruling them out. I think they should be supported and everything, just because it brings a whole new dynamic to the game, just like with hybrids as well.
Well, yeah, of course they can be supported,
the more different,
but they should get the amount of support. Like, they should get a proportional amount of support compared to their proportion among the player base, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because,
that's true, I guess.
And if you think about
there
it,
there are lots of views.
One of their biggest updates, like Skill Pierce, for example, has been the add-on of tablets when construction came out. Now, really, before that, Skill Pierce weren't able to teleport around, but now they can, just like anybody else. So
that is, yeah, that is really significant, actually.
So. I don't know. You could look at it both ways, but I think back in the day, no. Now, yes. Anything else on that one?
No, that's it. Summed up nicely.
Okay, our last audio question is from a guy named Earth.
Lord of Snakes, have you ever considered catching a 12088 creature? I set a trap for the Shane 12088 pest control this week, but unfortunately, he was not doing the new quest. He went off to do something else. Why would you do that to me, Shane? Jerk. Oh well. Have you ever had any luck? Love, Earth.
I find I don't need to set traps to catch the mysterious Shane 12088. You know, most of the time he just plays right into my hands. It's not really that difficult. I don't know how other people have difficulty with it. It sort of baffles me sometimes. And besides, if you set a trap, he's less likely to walk into it. So, I mean... that was a... Yeah, my advice is don't set traps. Just to make a rather veiled analogy there. Okay.
Yeah, you know, just... I don't typically do quests the day they come out. Typically, no. The time I do quests is late at night, usually. Depending on when the update comes out and whatnot. The only time I do a quest in the day is if it came out on the same day of recording, which hasn't happened in a while. So, and setting a trap, I don't think that's a good idea. You just have to know how to do the right thing, and then I'll just appear in front of you. You know, like some of those things to get me to appear could be, say, doing something bad on the forums, maybe. Not that you want to do that, of course. I mean,
no, that would like be the bad type, actually.
Yeah, that would be the bad type of trap. That. So don't do that. Maybe the best type of trap that you wanted to set for me would be to send in an Informer guest article, and then have me review it or something, so I could talk to you about it. That would probably be the best way to do it. So. Anyways, that question was from Earth. You want to read the next question?
Awesome. Okay, I will read the next question. Awesome. Maybe first post. My question is, what skills are you guys working... Sorry, probably shouldn't include that. What skills are you guys working on right now? Are you working just to have another high-level skill, or are you working to make money? That is from 1Tegarung1.
Okay, you get to go first.
I have a fantastic answer to this, though. What skills are you working on? None. Are you working just to have another high-level skill or to make money? Neither. Well, okay, but to give a more definitive answer, I'm working on... Well, I'm not really working on any skills, but I have some goals. One of the first of those goals is probably to get 30 million farming XP, which is... a fair way away still. I've got two separate goals. One of them is to get 25 mil, which I'm very close to. I'm just too lazy to get. I'm literally about 600k off or something. Which, in my terms, farming is not that far. In Shane's terms, he'll agree with me on that one. But, I have to get that, and then I'm going to get 30 mil. Apart from that, I have another aspiration to get 99 construction. Another far-off aspiration to get 99 range, and another aspiration to get 99 magic.
Oh, good. Why don't you sign up for the July skill of the month, then?
I have. See, I've got 99 range banked. I'm just far too lazy to get it. And I've got half of 99 construction banked, plus I still need the hammers, so... I guess it's not actually that banked.
Have fun with that.
Yeah, it's just the hammers that are the problem.
Okay.
And as
what about
magic,
80 mining?
I need to do Dream Mentor, and then I'll have that in the bag. But of course,
Did you get 80 mining yet?
I did get 80 mining. I got that ages ago. Yeah, I got that back in
back
months ago. And, oh, I should probably get AC Dungeoneering sometime soon. But I can't really be bothered at all.
So at the moment, I'm working to make money.
But sorry, continue.
We'll do it together, because I really am not interested in looking for a Dungeoneering party right now, you know?
Yeah. And I'm not really interested in looking for
XP comes with a five-person
right
team,
now.
So, like... Anyway.
Those are just my distant dreams, if you want to call them that. Because I will not be getting them anytime in the near future. As for you, Shane, what are you looking at doing? Because I know you had plans and you never even reached them. Well, the last one you were working on.
Well, no, I cancelled Project Brad because well, I came back.
That one too, I didn't even think about that.
But right now I'm working on Slayer and combat in general. Main reason being because I feel that I'm getting too many of these young people around me catching up to me, so I have to distance the lead once again.
Actually, I guess I can't totally make that accusation against you, because you did get 99 agility and I only reached 90. So, congratulations on that one.
Yeah, you were you came in third out of our little race there.
Yeah, that was pretty bad of me, actually. Kelsey went on to get 99 as well.
She didn't even tell us that she got 99.
Yeah, she didn't tell us.
Anyway, so, yeah, that's what we're doing. Maybe 90 Slayer? I don't know. That'd be
that
nice.
Was such a failure. 90 Slayer?
Maybe
yeah.
99 Slayer. Be Paul to 99
maybe.
Slayer. Let's see. What does Mr. Paul have for 99s? Okay, his Slayer's level's 98, so screw that idea. Thank you, Tag.
I didn't know he was so close, actually.
Hey, Shane and Chief, as a follow-up from my question last week, I've changed a few things. I'm willing to spend around $500 or so dollars. I wanted to be able to play RuneScape well, but I'm not interested in RSHD. I was wondering what a good computer would be, and if it should raise the amount of money I need. Also, what kind of graphics card? My second question is, okay, we'll take the computer one first. $500, you could probably get a very basic computer that would run RuneScape HD. It wouldn't run it beautifully, but it would run it. So...
Yeah.
What brands of laptops would you stay away from?
Stay away from? Asus? I mean, not Asus. No, Asus is good. Acer. Acer I would stay away from. Even though they're cheap, they would die easily, in my experience.
Yeah.
And they are good, actually.
I personally,
if you're wanting... Which is nice. But yeah,
to get a PC laptop, I'd just go with Dell, actually. So you could just head on over to the Dell site and scope one out.
Dell is also, yeah, probably the easiest.
Yeah, that's why I say that. And they're not renowned for bundling loads of crapware on the PC.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah exactly. Except for any, like, McAfee. I know they bundled that with my stuff.
Yeah, well, you can
just reformat it as
stuff.
Soon as you get it.
Or just use the PC decrapifier. Yeah.
Yeah.
So... But as for graphics cards, pretty much any modern graphics card will work for RuneScape HD. So I wouldn't worry about that unless you're planning on doing high-caliber gaming. But if you are, that's an entirely different case, and you should probably be looking at getting a desktop computer. If you have any more questions on that, like, it's hard to do these kind of tech questions over here because there's very little interaction between you and me. So if you have any questions, PM me on the forums, forums.rspnb.com. And second question, if you could make a new skill or add on to an existing skill, what would you create and add on to? Keep up the great show, from Brandon. I'm going to go first and say here that they should definitely add on to farming.
Sorry, I just got sidetracked. I'm looking at the Dell US website. But, yeah, I think they should probably add on to farming as well. I mean... There's not much else they could add on to
it. Yeah, it hasn't been touched since it came out, aside from just a few
graphics card
tiny
and a laptop.
Little things, you know.
Okay, so. You can get ATI mobility. Yeah, you can get... Just to go right back to that last question, you can get any good laptop for $500. Okay.
Okay.
Where was I? Where were we?
What would you add on to farming or any other skill? Or what kind of skill would you add?
That's a good question. There are many things that could be added onto farming. They could start by adding more seeds, of course, and just, you know, growing a wider variety of things. Because there are so many things,
that would be
I'm
good.
Sure, that they could do. It wouldn't take that much effort for them, I'm sure.
What about, genetically manipulating the plants and stuff?
No, that would just be retarded, considering we are... What year are we talking here, Shane?
Okay. Yeah, that's true, okay. I wouldn't mind more trees, you know? Like, and more fruit trees. Carrots and stuff. Because definitely needs more allotment stuff, I think, and maybe...
Yeah, why can't you grow carrots? Carrots are like trees. A staple.
Yeah, but they have cabbage, potatoes...
Why can't you grow pumpkins either?
Well, you know, edible pumpkin from the Halloween event.
Oh, yeah, actually, I guess so. But if we have three things on our dinner plate, yeah, every night, okay, well, not every night, but, you know, if we are going to have three things, then all of those three things will consist of potatoes. We have potatoes all the time, invariably. Pumpkins and carrots. I'm pretty sure that would be what we live on, besides the main course. We barely ever have salad. That is also spinach or silver beet.
Okay,
because that's very good for you, and broccoli, and yeah, definitely broccoli. And then something else like peas or corn. But yeah, mostly peas.
I don't like cooked peas. I don't like cooked peas. But. That's not the point of this question, but yes, definitely
okay,
add on more vegetables
a bit
to the farming skill.
Yeah.
But I still
so
think they should add shape-shifting as a skill.
That is, you know? Has nothing to do with this question.
Yeah, it does. It says you could add on in
it. Oh,
could,
it does too. So I never actually heard you reading the skill to start. Reading the skill,
yeah.
Reading the question.
Shut up.
Okay.
Okay. You want to add anything to that, or should we just move on?
No, we should move on.
Okay.
Keep up the great show, Brendan. Thank you, Brendan. Hey, Chief and Shane, what foreign languages have you taken as a class in school? Can you speak it or them fluently? I myself have taken Latin. And there's another question. So, I have taken French. I took... In intermediate school, a long, long time ago, we were forced to take languages, and so I took Spanish to start with, and then I took French. And I actually preferred Spanish at that point. I had a better teacher, and my French teacher was totally hopeless, and we never learned anything in that class at all. So I was planning on taking Spanish in high school, but my parents had taken French when they were in school, and so they told me that if I took French, you see, they would be able to help me. So I ended up taking French. To this day, my parents have not helped me whatsoever, but I believe it was a good choice because, yeah, had I taken Spanish, I would not feel nearly as fulfilled as I have now.
Good.
So, yes, I can, I do not regret that decision. I very much enjoy French. It's my favorite subject, and I can speak it very well, not fluently at all, but, yeah. Latin is an interesting choice. I will just comment on that. If you're going to take a foreign language, then yeah, that's pretty odd.
He's probably going to be like a lawyer or something, you know, for taking Latin. But, right.
Your turn.
Yeah, I've only taken French up until the end of grade 9, because here being a bilingual country and all, you're expected to take French starting in grade 4, and then after it's optional. So I did it for those 3 years, and I stopped. So, you know, looking back on it, I can see that I would have had room in my schedule to take it, so I probably should have continued it, being that we're such a bilingual country. And if you ever wanted a high-end job in Ottawa or somewhere, you'd have to be bilingual. So that's what I have to say on that.
Yeah, I guess over there it could help you in the long run, but only in the really
but
long
the
run.
Thing is, I mean, the if thing
I
were that, over there, the thing
I wouldn't
that
consider
is,
that. I wouldn't factor it in as to why
no,
I would learn language.
No. Here, the only official province that's bilingual is New Brunswick, not even Quebec. Quebec's not even officially bilingual. So you're gonna see the most French in Quebec and New Brunswick. And aside from that, you're just going to see it inside the national parks here. Like, if you go to Banff National Park here, you will see all the roadside stuff have it in French as well. So, arrêt, stop.
Arrête.
Sortie, exit. Okay. Arrêt. Sortie, what else? Those kind of things.
Go out.
That you would see.
Or whatever.
Yeah, so...
That's good.
Anyways, that's that. Yeah. I can see why
you would pronounce it as like RA, but yeah. So I'm not.
If you gave me a translator, I'd be perfectly fine, but yeah.
Also, so which do you like more in the sense of challenge, quests, or achievement diaries? I actually prefer achievement diaries, personally, because they are more straightforward in a way. Quests I sort of see as a burden, and I'm not interested in doing them. I mean, I only do quests for the rewards. I'm not interested in the storyline or anything. Maybe it's probably because I'm not interested in RuneScape at all anymore. And whereas achievement diaries, they're just sort of like add-ons to
stealth.
Yeah. So you?
And I'm in the same boat as you with the quests, only for rewards, unless it's a pre-existing storyline, i.e. my rec or plague series. Otherwise, I just really, you know, some of the Fremenic storyline's okay, but the East and West storylines are my main two, and Majorat, Desert, those are the only quests I really care about storyline, and the rest I just do because, well, I have all the quests done, so I want to keep all the quests done. That's the only reason I do them, and of course the show, so... Yeah. That's probably the same reason why you only do quests.
Pretty much.
Anyways, that question was from Amorde Tyler.
Thank you, Amorde Tyler.
What is one skill you both feel needs to be updated? Thank you from CJ, a.k.a. Ranging God.
Farming.
Okay, farming.
No. Well, okay,
Farming, yes. Okay, that's a good one. That's a good way of saying that. If we weren't allowed to choose smithing or crafting, that's what I would choose then. Because if you look at those two skills, those haven't really changed since RuneScape 2 came out, and they're both useless now.
Yeah.
So, what would you...
But what could they do with them, you know?
Exactly, that's the
problem. If we're going to say that they need to update one, then it's a bit hypocritical if we can't think of anything to update.
I agree with you. The best way to update smithing would be to re-level everything, but, you know, they're not going to get away with that because people are going to be so angry about it. But
yeah.
What else is there to do? And rune at level 99, that really doesn't seem that good of a reward in this day and age, you know?
I mean, it's a bit of a problem, like, the very fact that it's so easy to obtain 99s these days. I mean, it's not easy, but relatively to how it was, say, back in RuneScape Classic, it would have been near impossible to get 99 smithing. So,
and people actually wanted 99 smithing back then so they could smith their plates.
Yeah, but the thing is, smithing hasn't changed since then. It's still got the same fundamental level requirements for everything, and then they've only added things in between. And that is probably the problem.
Blast Furnace?
Because they've added so much above rune since then.
Yes, like not in terms of smithing, you mean. You mean, like, right in terms of armor that you can wear, like barrows and God War stuff, right?
So okay. Ideally what would happen is they would rebalance the levels, change the XP that you gain from every single thing that you smith and for every single thing that would go towards smithing. and then they would add more levels
and
on.
Then here
or,
in the...
or they could raise the level to the maximum level to 120. They could do that. That might be slightly more manageable.
But then, in a few years, you're going to have the same problem.
Yeah, you are. But, that would make it fairer. And they could add
true.
After 99. So, yeah. I think
same
that
thing
would probably
with grafting,
be the best
actually.
Option. They need to start raising maximum levels to 120.
Yeah, but they say they haven't, they're not going to be doing it. But you know they're considering it inside Jagex. Because once an idea like that comes around for Dungeoneering to have a 120 cap, surely it's going to make its way into the other skills.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make sense that only one skill would have 120. And it doesn't even seem like Dungeoneering is that important in the grand scheme
worthy
of things.
Worthy of it. Worthy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I mean by worthy.
Worthy is a better word.
Okay. Good. Thank you, Ranging God. Hey, all of hosts. Are you watching any of the World Cup? Do you each have a special team you like? Who do you think is going to win? I'm trying to watch every game I can, and I'm cheering for Portugal. Not sure who will win, though. That is from Schoolboy. I'm not going to be answering this one, seeing as I haven't been following it, and I don't really have an interest in it. So this question is yours.
Okay, that's good, because I do have something to say. We answered a question similar to this a couple of weeks ago, actually. Oh, no, was it just last week? But anyway, so I said that I wasn't going to be following the World Cup at all because New Zealand soccer team sucks and we weren't going to get anywhere in it. I was wrong. We ended up drawing our first game against Slovakia, I think. We drew 1-1, which was pretty amazing for us because we never win games at all. I can't remember the last time we won a game. So to draw with someone was pretty awesome. So that was cool. Then we played our next game versus Italy. And for those who don't know, Italy are the defending champions. And they are something like fourth or blah, blah, blah. I don't know. I don't follow soccer. I thought they were like fourth in the world. But so it turns out... We drew our game versus Italy, the defending champions. We drew 1-1. We are supposed to suck. We are the lowest of the lowest. For those who have studied King Lear, we are base, you know? We are basically Edmund. And I'm so, so sorry to make that kind of reference. It just shows how sad I am at the moment. But,
Who is Edmund? Tell us who Edmund is.
Oh, he's the bad guy in King Lear, or he's one of the bad guys in King Lear.
So,
I'm not interested
like
in King Lear
Edmund?
Right now. Yeah, well, I mean, we're not the bad guys. That just means we suck. We are useless.
Okay.
We're on the lowest level of football. Yet, we drew against the defending champions. This is absolutely amazing. This was all over our news. Even though we didn't win, you know, we just drew. This is huge. And Australia are capitalizing on this. They are basically claiming us as their own. We are merging as a country. We are becoming part of Australia, as far as they're concerned. So this is massive. So then after this, we went and drew our next game against Paraguay, I think it was. I can't remember who we faced. But anyway, we drew 3 games. We didn't lose any of them. And this is massive for New Zealand football. And, so we are supposed to be useless, but we weren't. It's absolutely been shocking. Unfortunately, on that last match, we got eliminated from the World Cup because we never actually won anything. But still, this is gigantic. Yeah, it's big stuff. So, you didn't know.
Someone just started downloading something because you just started breaking up.
Oh, okay. Bugger. Or I've been talking too long. So that's my question answered. Yeah. But we're done now, so I'm not going to follow us anymore. Follow anyone anymore.
Good. So New Zealand's not going to win?
No, because we've just been eliminated.
Oh, okay, I see. Thank you, schoolboy. Next one. Dear host, if you were offered to become moderator of become a moderator in RuneScape in exchange for changing your name to something that would get you made fun of, would you keep up the show from Regnith?
Keep up the show. Keep up the awesome show. We can't leave out the fact that the show is awesome. Anyway,
I'm sorry, I missed that.
So what about, what would you do?
No, I would not. I don't want to be a P-mod.
That's good. Neither would I. That's quite an easy question, really.
Okay, then.
I would keep my dignity.
Yeah, you know, everybody, like, no, I don't want any extra attention in RuneScape. I just want to play the game on my own. I don't feel the need. I want to be helping other people around me and stuff mediate their little petty arguments, you know? If I wanted to do that, I'd go volunteer at an elementary school. Anyways, thank
but
you.
We already have to deal with
last
that.
One.
Dear Shane and Chief Snake, I have two questions I was wondering about. I was wondering about the kingdom runs and how much can you make from them. Also, so we'll answer that one first. Kingdom runs, what is ideal at the moment?
I don't know. I know I always make between 1.2 and 2 million doing herbs and fish. So, I find that ideal right now because, used to do coal and fish, but it's not.
Coal is going way down, I think, because of the living rock heavens, it must be.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's about when it started to go down, I think.
Mm.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, Shane and I are both doing herbs and fish. I've got max fish. I don't know if it makes any difference if you put
Me
max
too.
Herb. But, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I always gain quite a lot of profit from those. But if you want to actually calculate how much you can make, there is something on the RuneScape Wiki which can do that. It gives you a basic, an idea anyway, of what you could make. Because, you know, it's average each time. I mean, they average it out, but it's random each time. What am I saying?
Yeah.
So,
I don't
know what the link is to that, but if you look it up, it'll be there somewhere. Look up the kingdom on the RuneScape Wiki.
And it's fairly accurate, I think. So
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
That's essentially all you need to do. Also,
which Slayer Master do you go to? Oh, right, you're reading this one. I'm sorry.
also, which Slayer Master do you go to and why? Thanks from Gnome Thorian. P.S. It was great to hear Brad again. He's still the same. Which Slayer Master? I use Duradel because I haven't finished that, or I haven't started that quest while Guthic sleeps, so he hasn't been replaced by that other guy yet. And I don't use the other one,
Curadel?
Whom I can't remember the name of.
Curadel. Curadel if you have over 75 Slayer.
Oh, okay. Okay, I could, but I don't.
I would actually recommend using Curadel if you can. I think her task list is better than Duradel's is, primarily because there's not a lot of the annoying things on there.
Yeah, I'm not familiar enough with RuneScape to use Curadel.
Like, for instance, there's no Scabarite minions at Curadel.
Oh, okay.
And also, you do have the ability to use her dungeon if you get a task like Hellhounds, Steel Dragons, Iron Dragons, Greater Demons, Abyssal Demons, or Blue Dragons, I think. Or Gargoyles.
Yeah.
Then in there,
I imagine some of those would
XP.
Be really handy.
Yeah, so definitely use Curadel if you can. Yeah.
Mm.
So that's why Curadel is good. So use Curadel if you can. Everybody should use Curadel if they can.
Yeah. So are those dungeons populated often?
What do you mean populated?
Like, if you wanted to use them, would you have to be in competition with other players?
No, not really. Well, at the time of day when me and you would be playing RuneScape, i.e. later, no, it's very calm, so... You can definitely use it, and the good thing about it is if you don't have a task in there, you're not allowed to use that dungeon.
So, oh, right, I see, yeah.
It's a nice little perk on that. So.
That's true. So what happens, if you finish your task, do you get kicked out of it, or can you just keep killing things in there? Like, cheat the system?
Yeah, you can keep killing you can keep killing things in there, I'd imagine, but then once you go out, you're not allowed back in.
So. Oh, right. That's good, then.
And then you just go get another task, and you're done. So... Speaking of which, my current task is Necreal, which aren't in there. I got Suka before, but I got rid of those finally, because I just didn't like doing Suka. I don't know why.
Yeah, they are an easy task, but it's a bit pointless. I don't think they count for much.
Anyways, remember, people, if you want to send us audio questions like Dr. Bob, Defile Odds, and Earth Did, those can go to questions@rsbnb.com. Make sure we can hear you and that they're about 30 seconds in length. We look forward to hearing your questions. And for those of you guys who don't want to send audio questions, the topic will be up on Monday for next week's show, which you can find at forums.rsbnb.com under the Global Announcements section. All right. Have you upgraded your Firefox to 3.6.4?
I have, yes.
That's good, because this new version of Firefox has what's called crash protection. So if a plugin crashes, say, Java, Flash, or other plugins right now, those are the only ones, if one of those crashes, it doesn't take the entire page down. And there is support for developers in the future to utilize this feature so that if they have a plugin, they could make it so it doesn't take the entire browser down. So
that's
once again
major,
another
really.
Reason to Chrome has had this since day one. I don't know what took the Firefox people so long to implement it.
It's pretty weird considering most of these minor releases, 3.6 point whatever, no one really cares about them because they're only compatibility,
like
sort of
bug releases
fixes.
And
yeah, little
stuff
bug
like
fixes
that.
And things. But yeah, this seems like a big thing in the scheme of things.
Yeah. So, the only thing that is preventing me from not using Firefox, I find, is that it uses a lot more memory than Chrome does, which is upsetting to me. Mm. Also, each tab doesn't run its own process, which, once again, is a little annoying. Because if a web page crashes, it doesn't take the whole browser down. So, I don't know. I like Chrome for that reason, but Chrome has its own little issues as well. So, I'm not sure where I stand on it. But, once again, if you're not using Firefox, check it out at getfirefox.com.
Yeah, unfortunately, I still can't live without the add-ons. I find when I'm at school, they have, like, Firefox 3.5 on the computers, and they don't upgrade it or anything. They're so slack. And it's not even the default browser. They've still got IE there. But anyway, so I use Firefox on school computers. And I find myself just instinctively right-clicking on something to go inspect element. Because I feel like Firebug should be built into the thing. And other things like that, I find so integral.
Yeah, see, for anybody who doesn't know, Firebug is a web developer's extension. It basically takes a web page and lets you see
go finding myself clicking on things to inspect them, even when I'm not developing or anything. Anyway.
But the thing is with Firefox, if I was using it as my daily browser, I would have no extension in it, because I find extension bogs the thing down.
Really?
Even just like three, like Firebug, Web Developer, and Measured. I find that slows the browser down. I don't know why.
Don't you need those, though?
Yeah, I do, but that's why I don't use Firefox as my default browser.
Oh, okay, so just...
I just use it for testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyways, get Firefox 3.6.4, and not to worry, because you can't hold Firefox wrong. There's no way to hold the web browser, unlike the iPhone. You know, there's the problem with the new iPhone, apparently. If you hold it the wrong way, like if you cover the bottom band of it with your hand, it will lose reception. And apparently it's more of a problem for left-handed people than right-handed people. You're right-handed,
right? Oh, really? I'm right-handed, yes.
Okay. I don't know why. For the longest time, I thought you were left-handed.
Okay.
But anyways, there is an email sent off to Steve Jobs, sjobs@apple.com. Goes something like this. Hi, Mr. Jobs. I love my new iPhone 4, but when I put my hand on the steel bands, I lose all reception. It appears to be a common issue. Any plans to fix this? Thanks, person's name. And then Steve Jobs replies, just avoid holding it in that way. Isn't that a little funny?
That is funny.
It's like going to the doctor and you say, it hurts to do this. Doctor says, don't do that. It's not a real fix, but I don't know. Apparently, yeah. Other phones have this problem as well. I think I noticed it statement. On the iPad too when I cover up the Wi-Fi receiver port. It loses Wi-Fi connection just a tiny bit. So I don't know, but just something to keep in mind if you've got an iPhone.
Yeah, but I saw that on a video of someone doing this, they showed that they completely lost service when they held it in that way. I don't know about anyone else, but with my phone, you know, if you hold it sort of further up so that you would cover the internal antenna, then obviously the reception goes down. But it still works. I mean, it's not like it dies completely like the iPhone appears to.
Yeah, that's true, you know. Only time I've lost perception is once when I was playing around and I covered my phone in tinfoil.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, typical Apple, you know, we designed it this way, but it's not really a problem for everyone. You're just doing it wrong. Which, you know, I can see from a design perspective that, yes, you designed it that way and it's going to work that way and you want it to work the way you want it to. But I think there's a line, you know, like people have found bugs in things I've done, which is just the way I designed it to work. But I don't, most of the time I will try to entertain their solution and entertain their problem and try and find a solution, I mean. So I don't know, just something to think about if you're looking at getting an iPhone, be sure to use it before you actually buy one. You getting one?
No.
Okay. Okay, moving on then. Joe Biden to file shares. Piracy is theft. Do people commit theft when they share unauthorized copies of film and music over the internet? U.S. Vice President Joe Biden thinks so. I think so, too. What about you?
Yeah, that's pretty obvious, that one.
Yeah. We used to have a problem in this town saying this, Biden told reporters. But piracy is theft. It's clean and simple. It's smash and grab. It ain't no different than smashing a window at Tiffany's and grabbing merchandise. I'm assuming Tiffany's is a store. So
yeah, you know, we had that one here, though.
I think that they are going to try to get tough on piracy and whatnot, but the thing with the internet is it's all like weeds. Once something is out, there's no stopping it. So I think it's going to prove futile. So, I don't know. What do you think? You think they should be focusing on this or focusing on other things?
Well, I don't necessarily think that it's the something that they should be worried about. Shouldn't it be the...
You mean like something the that the top holders? End of the government is worried about?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, this is the thing. When the Obama administration was in the campaign mode and stuff, they were saying we're going to be cracking down on Washington lobbyists and that sort of thing. But really, when you think about it, people like the RIAA and MPAA are actually lobbyists. So really, is this administration any different than past administrations on this issue? I don't think so, but I don't know. Personally, I think that there are bigger fish to fry than worrying about piracy, you know? Like, let's worry about wrapping up Afghanistan or something else, you know? Because it's been proven that piracy doesn't... Each copy of something pirated does not equal a lost sale. So if someone pirates an album, it's not a lost sale because, really, if someone's going to pirate something, they're going to... And they like it, they're going to buy it. I know people that have done that.
Yeah, actually, I was thinking about that. Yeah, that's something that MQ said on the forums, and I was trying to find the topic, but I couldn't find it. But,
yeah, so...
Yeah, it doesn't equal a lost sale, that's right. Or, I mean, yeah. It's not the same analogy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we're done on that.
That's all. Yeah.
June skill of the month. I'm not even sure why we're talking about this when it's the same position as last week. Reventin 42, currently winning with 4.8 million experience gained. Jaden
well,
in second place with 890,177.
Not that it's.
And me in third with 730,000 experience. So, there you go. And Reventin keeps gaining experience at roughly the same rate, which is rather scary.
Frighteningly, yes.
The fact that someone can maintain such a high experience rate on runecrafting. It's a little
slightly
scary,
disturbing.
But anyways, yeah, you're position 14.
Not bad, I'm going to accept that.
Okay. And there have been three people without any XP gained, and three power, as we said last week, has 60 experience in, and is averaging 2 XP per day.
Yay!
Anyway, so with that said, I'm going to direct you to rsbnb.com/skotm to sign up for the July skill of the month, which is ranged. Just remember that you need to be a slightly active forum member to partake in this, meaning you have to be a month old and have posted once in the last 2 weeks. So if you post and then sign up, you're good. So just make sure you're a month old. Forums.rsbnb.com. Let's see, what else did I want to talk about today? Oh, yes, I also wanted to remind you that we still want your guest articles for RSBNB Informer. A link will be in the notes to the page where we outline the process of sending in a guest article. You guys have until July 14th to get a topic approval in, and another week to get the article in. But there's no reason why you can't send one in now. Because, really, we want guest articles on a variety of things, you know? We've already got two in as filler, but we want more than what we have right now. So please do send your guest article proposals in, then we'll approve them rather quickly.
Yeah.
So that would be that. Then I would also like to draw your guys' attention to a post on the forums by Mike regarding fansite support.
This one is slightly
this
more
This is something
fun.
That... which one?
The fan site.
Oh, post?
Yeah,
okay.
Post.
Well, seeing as I had a hand in saying what it was going to be about and everything,
yes.
He wrote it up. I kind of gave some ideas along the way. Why don't you tell us what you think about it and what it is?
Oh, so basically this is RSBNB's official stance on fan site support. Which is basically because RSBNB is currently listed as a silver level fan site, which is, however, yeah, so that's not the best. We could be either gold or platinum. We could easily be either of those, except there are certain things holding us back from being that higher level, which is things like the gaming advertisements on the site, and we can't avoid having those advertisements, basically. Because they, you know, if we took those down, then, or if you guys took them down, then we would be screwed. We wouldn't be, I mean, the site wouldn't be able to be sustained without those sort of advertisements. That's the only problem.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, at the moment, it's basically saying that we're completely fine with being a Silver Level fan site because we can't, you know, there's nothing that we can do.
We can't stand on our own otherwise, and, you know, it's...
And yeah, there are no downsides to being Silver, you know.
Silver.
It's not, we wouldn't really gain anything from being anything higher than that, so...
And we haven't with the few little tweets we've got here and there regarding an update episode or an Informer article. Those just created a tiny little bump in activity, but then it went right down after. So, you know, as we said in the post, Silver's fine, so we just figured we'd make this stance clear. So a link will be in the notes, update.rsbnb.com. Anyways, I think it's time for me to do a pick.
Yes, please do. I'm not aware of what this pick is yet, so I will be intrigued to find out. I hope.
Well, yeah, you hope. I'm going to direct you guys to anybody who's able to use this pick. It is Windows, Mac, Linux, iPad, iPod. It is a flight simulator called X-Planed. They make a version for the iPod Touch. They make a version for the iPad. That's the one I have. Then they also make a version, I think, for $30 that you can run on Mac, Windows, or Linux. So if you're interested in that sort of thing, you should definitely check it out. The iPad version itself is very in-depth. It has a huge variety of aircraft, pretty much every standard feature in those aircrafts, lots of landing and takeoff zones and everything like that. So I can only imagine that the PC version would actually have a full world you can fly through and a lot more aircrafts and more features to those aircrafts. So it's definitely something to check out because it provides it's an alternative flight simulator to Microsoft Flight Simulator. I'm not sure if you ever played one of those before.
I did Windows 95, bro.
Okay, so, yeah, as I said, it's a good alternative and a lot cheaper than the Microsoft Flight Simulator, so a link will be in the notes to that. I don't know. I just find that those kind of things interesting because it lets you actually get a feel for what the aerodynamics are like, you know? So if you're learning about aerodynamics, it'd be interesting to learn because each aircraft has a specific shape to them that makes them fly, and if you altering the properties of that makes you go up, down, side to side, and whatnot. So I don't know. That's why I find it interesting.
Yeah.
Another thing with this one is that there's also a mode where you can actually attempt to land on an aircraft carrier. So. Check it out, xplane.com, with a dash in there. Xplane Desktop is one you're probably interested in unless you have an iPad. Let's see what the price is on that. Let's see. You can download a demo, actually, so you should probably do that first. I think the price is $29.99. So, xplane.com. That's all. So, Mr. Chief Snake, what have you been doing this week?
Same as last week, essentially. Yeah, nothing new has been happening with me. I haven't done anything in RuneScape.
Okay.
No.
So let's just emphasize again that the vast majority of that is then schoolwork, I guess?
Yeah, schoolwork. I was working on our school newspaper. Fun stuff. Unfortunately, I get landed with that because I'm in that kind of position right now. And
yeah, where you have the ability to do something and people kind of just expect it and stuff.
Yeah, essentially.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's a curse. It's a curse, really. But apart from that, what else have I done?
Yeah.
I went to a performance this week, a show called Grease. That was right.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. How did it turn out being a musical?
It wasn't too
and
bad.
Everything?
It was pretty good. You know, some pretty good people in it. Mostly people from my school and stuff, and they were really good. But it reminded me because I never I probably did see Grease, but a long, long time ago, and it reminded me how crappy the storyline was. But overall, the performance itself was really good. Impressive.
Anything else you
want
to share?
That's all I'm doing. No, nothing else.
Okay.
How are you, Shane?
Slayer, as I said. Working on that. Also working on RuneWire, as I said last week. I think I'm about ready to actually start coding, which is probably going to take 60% of the time compared to the planning. So I hope to have something out within a few weeks of, not publicly, but something that the staff can test and play with and see where we go from there. See, that's one of the little perks.
I still remember testing RuneWire 2. That was fun.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like this time. So we're going to gather our people together and we're going to squash bugs and make new feature suggestions and stuff like that. So it'll be good fun. Yeah, that's about it, I think. Yeah, that's it. So I guess with that being said, we're done for RSBNB Update 262.
I think we are.
We'll see you guys all next week.
Goodbye,
everyone.
Just dropped my headset.
Hello.